If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
I've got the definitive guide to parking lot etiquette. We're going to get to it in just a minute. And we're exploring parking lot etiquette today because we learned that Sam, I mean, I don't mean to call names, but you admitted you're kind of a jerk when it comes to parking lot etiquette.
Huge jerk.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the hell's wrong with me.
People are looking for spots.
People are looking for spots
right
and
now?
I'll make them wait longer than they have to. I don't like giving up my spot. And it's just I know that it's wrong, but I can't help myself.
Jana, what do you think of this?
Sam, I really think you should be ashamed of yourself. That's awful.
I am ashamed of myself. I need help.
Where I work, there's a bunch of vultures because there's a bunch of mechanics that leave at the same time.
Okay.
And you get people hovering for cars. And they use the car starters. And the cars are running for 10 minutes before anybody even comes out.
Oh, so you don't even know.
There, they park there. They're lined up to get the spot. So in that part, I understand. But I'm also just trying to get into work.
If you were in a busy parking lot and you saw Sam maybe faking out going to his car or just not leaving, totally knowing that, you know, he's going to be leaving his spot, but he just makes you wait, what would you do? What would you say to Sam?
I kind of say a bad word in my head to them, you know.
But Jenna, when you're going to your car and you know somebody is waiting for a parking spot, do you not speed up to try and make it a little bit quicker so they can get in there?
I get in as fast as I can, give them the option to get in.
Exactly, that's what normal humans do,
okay,
I think.
Clearly I have issues because I slow down.
But also,
I walk like a turtle.
Oh my God.
They just keep moving.
I also don't have Sam's schedule, apparently, because usually I have to go somewhere, so I don't have 5 extra minutes to wait.
Oh, yeah. He's got nowhere to go anywhere. Anytime.
Killing idle time.
All right, Jana, thanks so much for listening, and thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one. Judging by our text line, you may be the only person in the world who does this.
I know. I think it's the getting, she hit on a good point there. The feeling rushed part and the vultures waiting for your spot, that's what I'm not comfortable with. I don't like to be rushed out of my
vultures.
Spot. Yeah.
Do you feel good about yourself after you?
No.
Do you feel happy inside?
I'm not proud of this.
People are just trying to live just like you are. They're trying to make their appointments or trying to get to work on time.
I know.
They're trying
to
live. All right. I've got the definitive guide to parking lot etiquette. This is definitive.
Please.
Internet says so.
Take this pen. Write this down.
Writing it.
5 rules. Do not touch someone else's vehicle. Do not put a box down on someone's trunk.
Oh, yeah.
Don't lean on their car. You don't touch other people's cars.
Okay.
Do you do that?
Well, only if they deserve it.
Oh, my God.
They deserve it.
Give me a situation where someone would deserve you touching their vehicle.
Well, one time I was crossing a street and there was a car that shouldn't have gone, and it went and it almost hit me. So I kind of gave it a little kick.
Oh, you kicked the car?
Yeah, because you almost ran over my foot.
That'll show them, right?
All right, don't kick cars, please.
It was the bumper.
Okay, number 2, do not park across multiple spots.
Oh,
we know
that.
You are entitled to just one parking spot for your one vehicle. That's
right.
It. Do not park too close to someone.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, and park as far away from other cars as you can. It's like when you go to the gym and someone takes the locker right beside you and there are another 200 lockers free. Same with the car. And that way, you're reducing the odds that you're going to touch someone else's car and you'll be less likely to receive damage to your car as well.
Space it out.
Number 5, Sam, are you listening?
Okay.
Make your intentions clear when walking in a parking lot. If you're walking back to your car and you sense a car crawling down the aisle beside you, don't assume that they're sightseeing. They obviously would like to have your parking spot. And they said that you need to make eye contact and tell the driver your intentions. So if you're not leaving, tell them, shake your head, no, I'm not going anywhere, and tell the truth, preferably. And if you are leaving, make eye contact and let them know. You nod your head and you say yes and you let them know, this is my spot and it can be yours in 20 seconds.
So it's my responsibility now to give them my spot?
It's human-to-human interaction.
It's just a nice thing to do. Okay. Nice thing to do.
I'm going
to
try
You're
it this morning.
You're going to work on it?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Thanks for the intervention on our text line as well, 92925. I think it really hit home for him. I think he gets it.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, maybe it's one guest in particular that often visits your home. Maybe it's all guests in general. What is that thing that maybe people do that drives you nuts when they come into your home? I mean, you love them. You're happy to have them there, but they always do that thing that just annoys you. You can text us this morning at 92925. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I'm talking about this because I recently learned that a quarter of people find it very impolite when guests ask for Wi-Fi during their visit.
Really?
Of course, I was away in Toronto visiting friends this weekend, and I think by the time Saturday morning rolled around, we're on the couch, and I'm like, can I have your Wi-Fi? And my cousin's husband, I think he was a little bit annoyed by that question.
Mm-hmm.
And And I didn't think anything of it, but now I know why. Maybe he doesn't love giving out his Wi-Fi password.
Well, does he have like a really private password, like Bob is the best or no. something weird like that?
It was Belmont.
Like, oh,
it was,
okay. So nothing, really no simple. Big deal.
But they said 1 in 10 people will actually flat out refuse to share their Wi-Fi password with guests. And this seems really strange to me. Like, I thought it was just the world we lived in. I expect it when people come into my home that they're going to ask for Wi-Fi.
Me too. It's, you know, once I get my shoes off and my coat off, I'm basically asking, hey, what's your Wi-Fi password, man?
Yeah.
Like, it's, and it's just all, well, it's almost like commonplace.
I wouldn't do it as soon as I take my shoes off.
Yeah.
I would give it, and it's
couple
normally,
hours.
It's, no, no. It's normally only when I'm sleeping over. Because when you're in bed at night and you're scrolling through things, that's what I think takes up a lot of time. If I'm there during the day and for the afternoon, I think it's a little rude that I'd be on my phone the entire time anyway. So as soon as I'm there for a sleepover, though, I think it's normal to ask for a Wi-Fi password.
Yeah, if someone asks for the password as soon as they come in, it means that A, my conversation or my company is not good enough to entertain you while you're here. I mean, it's not like you're looking at videos on YouTube for hours on end and you need the, like, the data. I don't mind giving it out because, like, I'll share it with you, but I mean, how many, like, what's your data plan like? Like, how much, I mean, so you're scrolling through Instagram and Facebook, like, how?
Data's not cheap these days.
I have unlimited. Don't worry, Nick. Yeah, I got you. But the whole thing is, like, so you don't have enough data to, like, skim through Instagram or Facebook for a few minutes? Like, you really
record,
need my 2 megs for me to record, go get my password in my closet?
Sam does not have unlimited. His phone is still paid for by work because they forgot that they're paying for it, basically.
That's right.
And so you can't even judge because the rest of us are paying for our cell phone bills.
Okay, well, when I did have my own phone.
Kim Kieran, is it rude or not when someone walks into your house and asks for the Wi-Fi?
No, but I know people that got upset with me. In the sense, but
really?
But like Sam said, they did not have the greatest Wi-Fi plan and they got nailed by people downloading like Netflix movies for their kids and stuff like that.
Oh, so you're talking about unlimited internet at home? Or
yes,
what are you
exactly.
Talking?
On the Wi-Fi.
Oh, I thought you were talking about unlimited internet on the phone.
No.
You can
stream all you want off of my Wi-Fi. I don't care. It's just that, you know, when you're in my house for a couple hours, like just give me your attention, A, and B, if you have to be on your phone, it's not going to be so extensive that you should be worried about going into your own data.
Okay, I'm terrified to ask what other things annoy you when people come into your home when you have guests?
When you show up empty-handed without some beers.
Oh, God. Okay.
That's all it takes.
Right. Andy?
You know what? It's for me, it's when people start harshing my vibe, when they change the lighting or if they turn the music down. If we're having people over, they turn the music down. I can't stand that. But the one thing I can't stand the most is most doors have a handle that you can turn, right? Mm-hmm. That, you know, if you don't turn it, it makes a noise when the latch kind of clicks in with the door.
When you're closing
the
door.
When people don't turn that handle or that latch and it makes that loud noise when they turn
they shut it.
Oh, it drives me nuts. Just turn the knob and shut the door quietly.
I've never turned a knob to shut a door.
Oh,
ever.
It's the worst. I had a friend over a couple weeks ago and he stayed over for a couple nights and I would go to bed earlier and then he would go to bed about half an hour later than me. He'd be shutting all the doors of the bathroom to the bedroom.
Dude,
just
turn
making
the latch.
Turn the latch. Be quiet.
Somebody said when they ask if they can keep their shoes on and it's winter or rainy out, and this is it for me as well. Honestly, I have a friend and they came over during like the last snowstorm and there's mud and gook, like obvious mud and wetness and whatever. And he just like walks right in. He's coming to give me a hug and I'm looking at his feet. I'm like, there's a mat right there. Like, what are you doing? Who do you think cleans this up? Like, what do you think is going to happen after you leave? And the next time he came over, as soon as he came in, he goes to give me a hug. And I'm like, just stay on the mat, please. He's like, oh, okay.
There you go.
I'm just like, what are you?
That's what the mat's for.
Are you a wild animal? Your mom's not here to clean this up.
We live in the world of Wi-Fi. Everywhere we go, as soon as we get somewhere, we're looking to see what if there's free Wi-Fi or what the Wi-Fi might be. We're always looking for it.
But when you're seeing someone that you care about, if the first words out of your mouth are, I need the Wi-Fi password, I mean, come on.
I agree. That's why my rule is sleepovers only.
Sleepovers only.
During sleepovers.
I like that ground rule.
Okay, Peggy, you've dealt with the Wi-Fi issue in your house, right?
Well, if you're here for the whole day or whatever, that's fine. Because if you're here for the day, we're playing games, we're playing trivia games, we're playing board games. We all need to look up the rules or words for Scrabble or whatever. That's
okay.
Fine.
Makes sense.
But if you're only here for a couple of hours, I mean, if you're staring at your phone the whole time, you might as well have stayed home. So at that point, it's like, well, why do you want the Wi-Fi password? Do you want to show me some memes? Like, really?
True. They just want to scroll through
important.
Instagram, basically.
Exactly.
So
and then,
you have kids, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I have a teenager. So when his friends come over, it's like, no, sorry, you don't need Wi-Fi.
They do not get Wi-Fi privileges at all.
No, unless they're like, some of them come over and they're like they're like an extra kid. And, you know, for them, I've learned, I know them, I trust them, that's fine. But a regular kid who comes over just for a couple of hours. I'm like, no, you're not getting Wi-Fi. You're going to download what?
Peggy, you don't want to know what those teenagers are saying about you and your household rules.
Too bad.
Oh, well, see, too bad. I pay for it. They don't.
Yeah, like she cares. Doesn't really sound like she cares.
No, I really don't. But last thing I want is a gaggle of teenagers out in my front yard, you know, just downloading movies while I'm not home at work.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. So, thank you so much, Peggy. Yeah.
You're welcome. Have
a great day. Okay, bye.
Bye.
So everybody's texting us at 92925 with other things that guests do that annoy them. One popular answer is people opening up the fridge. This one specifically says when people open up my fridge and go through leftovers.
Just ask first.
I think it just depends on who it is. There are close friends who you don't think anything of it. Like, there are people who I'd be offended if they did ask first. You know, because that would seem ridiculous.
Yeah, close friends. Mi casa, su casa, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Exactly. But I think it would be, what?
No, I mean, I keep my inventory pretty strict in my fridge. Like, the food that's there, like, I already know a day in advance what I'm going to eat, what's for what meal. So if someone gets in there and starts, like, picking at it, it throws off the whole food plan.
Okay, but what if I'm there and I want, like, soda? I'm refilling a drink, and I can go. I'm sure you've been at my condo and have gone in and gotten a beer out of the fridge for yourself.
Okay, a beer, sure.
Okay, a beer, but not soda.
Again, everything is counted if there's an inventory.
Oh my gosh, beer only. All right, Rachel, what do guests do in your home that annoys you?
When they wash the dishes.
Oh, when they like want to wash dishes after a meal?
Yeah.
But they're trying to help.
That's what I hate.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
No, but it gets on my nerves. Just sit down, have a conversation with me, and we'll worry about it later.
I actually have
a dishwasher.
I so agree with you, and I used to agree with you guys. It would be like, help me, go ahead, clean, do whatever you'd like while you're on here. But now I agree. You're trying to like have a nice conversation, have a glass of wine or whatever, and having somebody up there, it creates more anxiety than anything. Like, sit down, I'd rather deal with it later.
Because I feel that I have to get up and do the dishes
exactly.
And I would just rather do it after.
And it's not time. I totally agree with you. I'm with you. All right. Thank you so much, Rachel. Have a good one.
Thank you, too.
Okay,
bye.
This text says, what bothers me the most is when I'm tired, sleepy, and the guests don't want to leave. I end up falling asleep on the couch so they can leave. My trick is to go wash my makeup off because then they know.
Yeah.
Like, time is coming. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to take my makeup off so I can relax.
I like to turn the lights up as high as I can get them.
Oh,
maybe you go change or something like that. Yeah. There's cues. This is another text. I like this one. When people use my upstairs bathroom, but the downstairs one is free.
Oh.
Well, we know why they're using the
snoop.
Upstairs. Of course.
Yeah.
They're going into the bedrooms.
More
they're checking
room,
things out. Oh, yeah.
Medicine cabinet for sure, because you don't keep things in your downstairs medicine cabinet, right?
This guy has a friend that always sleeps on his dining room table.
Oh.
Like on the table.
Like passes out, like his head down on the table.
No, like literally lying down on the dining room table.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
I guess he likes a stiff mattress.
Oh, like,
it's good for the back.
It is.
It's good lumbar support.
That is a really odd guest and makes everything else we spoke about seem very minor.
Exactly.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, I'm going to tell you why science says you're going to have a better day and a better morning if you change your alarm to wake you up to the beat 92.5. Well, kind of.
Okay.
It's kind of science. So what sound do you guys have your alarm set to right now? I'm assuming you use your iPhones to wake up.
Yeah, it's not going to be a popular one, but you know the classic buzzing, beeping alarm?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I use. Oh,
that gives me anxiety.
But I'm up. I'm ready to go when this thing goes off.
It's like the worst sound that I can hear in the morning.
Yeah, it's jarring.
Anxiety right off the bat. I go with the opposite, like birds chirping.
Oh, really?
Oh, I mean, come on. Waking up with the sound of nature?
I have the same. I have two. So I have, like, my alarm on my phone, which will wake up to, like, not a crazy abrasive alarm like yours, Andy, but something a little softer. And then I also have one of those alarms next to my bed that, like, wakes you up like the sunlight. You know, it's like an LED light, so slowly the sun rises.
Yeah.
And it does play some chirping, too, but I got to tell you, the chirping annoys me. I'm like, okay, kill the birds. No, don't kill
the
birds.
It's a sign of spring.
It feels like I'm Cinderella and somebody's going to come, like, dress me, like that my fairy godmother is going to come like put my dressing gown on.
And what's wrong with that? To feel like a princess?
All right. So here's the thing. A beeping alarm is actually not a great idea. You know that like sort of groggy, disoriented feeling in the first hour or two after waking up?
All day long?
Yeah. And it can lead to confusion, clumsiness, sluggish brain performance. People are actually more likely to get in car accidents. The reaction time is slower. It's called sleep inertia. And it actually has been like implicated in like plane crashes even after like a pilot has just woken up from a nap to go and fly a plane. But they've found a solution. They've done some research and they found that upbeat songs are way more effective at driving away that sleep inertia or the morning sluggishness if you just play a really upbeat song in the morning.
So we'll see ya.
See, this would make you want to run out of bed, right? No?
There's a slow build. Just like your sunshine alarm, it gradually crescendos.
The Black Eyed Peas, this would be a good one.
Yeah.
It's like waking up to like positive reinforcement, you know? Like, yes, we got this.
Today's going to be a good day.
Good night. Yeah, they said that the melodic music appeared to almost entirely neutralize sleep inertia to those who took part in the study. So, like, got rid of it almost entirely. Wow. So you just have to change the sound. Change it to the beat 92.5. That's the type of music we're playing. Oh, yeah, that one will do.
You don't have to fly a plane to get up on the right foot, you know?
Like, no.
I like it.
What if we played some of this music and the classic alarm at the same time?
With a side of Advil? Yeah, sure.
Classic alarm does not make me feel good.
Oh, there it is. It's time to go.
No. Somebody texted in and said that they have the Beat 92.5 that wakes them up, but it's in their kitchen because they can't hit snooze that way. Oh. So they'll like sort of hear it from afar.
Have you guys seen, I think it's called Clocky, and it's this alarm clock on wheels, and when it goes off, it starts spinning its wheels, it starts turning one way or another. You basically have to chase the alarm clock down, and by the time you get it, you're not only exhausted, but you're fully awake at the same time.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart. That would work too, yeah.
For people that really have trouble getting out of bed, it's a pretty smart idea.
Yeah.
There's your morning exercise right there.
There you go.
You know those people. Sam, what time did you roll in this morning?
Okay, we're not going to talk about this morning. My alarm failed me this morning. Maybe I should go to the annoying sounds so I can get up once and
for all.
Your
bird chirping didn't get you out of bed this
no,
morning?
No, the birds were a little too quiet this morning. I think it was the rain.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.